Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Phoenix Room, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Tobacco on Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I'm your host, Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And we smoke cigars. Today, we are smoking the Perdomo Legacy. So, fresh off the press, and by the time we publish this, just available.
Yeah.
To everyone. It debuted.
Two weeks ago. Yeah.
At Two Guys Smoke Shop up in New Hampshire, and was only available there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ed Santa Maria, for sending these down. And should be available everywhere now.
Yeah.
And, of course, we don't just do cigars, so I have got my Macallan Rare Cask 2021 release. We're going to enjoy that. But before we do that, it is a cigar show, which means we need to smoke a cigar, which means we need to cut and light it. Before we do, we typically look at it. Yours is in the packaging.
Yep, still in the packaging.
It does have the retailer's barcode. And what I love about it, there's a QR code on the back. Did you scan that?
No, not yet. I can.
Try scanning the QR code. It should take you to the page. This is pretty cool.
Yeah. By the way, more on that later.
And so that goes straight to Perdomo Cigars. .com.
Well, hold on, I gotta verify my age.
Age verification.
Alright, here we go.
Takes you to the Perdomo Legacy page. That's pretty cool. Or I guess it's got all of their...
No, it's mostly the Legacy. It is.
So, that is pretty cool, and actually we're talking about that a little bit this episode. Because we're also going to talk about some of the inventions that have helped the consumer.
Yep.
Right? The cigar consumer. So the box is a Perdomo box. It is the appropriate color.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy a whole box of these, but royal blue for the Maduro, which is what we're smoking.
Yeah.
By the way, I appreciate that Perdomo sells a legitimate Maduro wrapper. Right? There's a lot of companies that sell a dark wrapper that it didn't go through the Maduro aging process. You can tell immediately from the taste.
Right. Some companies cheat. We're going to call it cheating. They dye it, like, really, really badly.
Yeah, totally. Some do the fermentation process and dye it because they started with a lighter leaf, like a Habano.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is not a dark Maduro.
Yeah,
it's not. It's just not. Who cares? It's fucking delicious. So, and then what I like about, there's two things that I like about all Perdomos. The first is the bands always come off. Mm-hmm. Band test before we light it. You don't even have to worry. You ever hear, oh, heat up your cigar. You know, like, heat up the glue, it'll come off. You don't have to. Perdomo is fucking one dot of fruit pectin, always comes off. And even though it looks fancy, like a double band, it's one band, which makes taking it off a lot easier. So I've always loved that about Perdomos.
Yeah.
And I do like the band. It looks like Perdomo. It is good looking.
It's classic Perdomo.
It's classic. Yeah.
Dude, it literally keeps the prices down.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've always been price conscious for consumers. Now, looking at this wrapper.
It's gorgeous.
It is pretty good looking. I don't have any issues or flaws anywhere.
There's a little dark spot right there.
Very slightly toothy. Yeah. A little model. And it looks like it was fairly soft and pliable when it was stretched over the filler and binder. Because you can see the bruising. You'll see that on some wrapper leaves. So
yeah, like where they...
This is surprisingly like not as rustic as I would expect.
No, it's
from
just,
Perdomo.
But it's pretty Perdomo looking, though.
Well, yeah, Perdomo does produce fairly smooth cigars, but I'd say pretty good looking.
Yeah, Perdomo honestly has one of the best, like, what do you call it, visually looking cigars.
Yeah, they do. They have a great visual presentation. You know, it's not overdone anywhere.
Right.
You know, it's just good looking.
Yeah, it's visibly appealing.
Yeah, it's visibly appealing. Visually appealing.
Visually, visibly.
Well, yeah, both.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to cut the cigar. The official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed.
Ooh, interesting.
And after that, just a brief hand job. You should get everything done in 15 seconds. That's all it takes.
Something like, sometimes.
What's it look for?
By the way, do you got that going on? No.
Just looks like colored tobacco to me, dude.
Yeah.
I got some colors in there, but it's not as pronounced differently.
Yeah.
As that. See how
close we can get that if it even focuses.
Nope, that's a fail.
Damn it.
Guess what I'm lighting up with?
Oh shit, the Costco Gold Bar.
My Credit Suisse 10 ounce Gold Bar. Yes. I thought I left it at the other place. Actually, it was in my pocket.
Nice.
So there you go.
So that's two things you found that.
Why don't you tell us about what you're lighting up with?
All right. So I'm lighting up with this lighter. It's actually a double lighter. You'll get to see it in action. And it has a ticker on it, an actual clock working.
Oh, that is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So it has a huge fuel window in the back.
Oh, yeah.
You can see exactly how much butane you've got. It has a classy square-faced timepiece on the front.
Yeah.
And that's available here at Tobacco on Main Street?
Yes. And it is a quartz, so it's not just some random
Yeah, watches. I was going to say, yeah.
And then it has, this one has a revolver. The other one has an eagle, the gold one. But I like this gunmetal color.
So. Interesting. By the way, so you just, had the eagle head or the revolver head,
yeah.
Or revolver top.
Yeah, I just learned something. If you flip it open, that gas is going. Yeah, so.
And that retails for what?
$40 here at Tobacco on Main Street.
All right.
But the first caller gets it for $10.
No.
So it's like I said, it's double action, but only one works at the time. Yeah. And it does that. I like that big soft flame.
Nice.
So I'm going to light up with soft flame.
The official lighting brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
It's a soft flame battle royale.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that was a soft flame.
Is it a soft flame?
It's been forever.
It has been a while.
Yeah, thanks, China. Well, thank you for buying the $50,000 die so they can begin the process.
Well, it was $30,000, but yeah, $9.99 on fucking Temu or whatever, eBay. Like, you gotta be shitting. All right, we've got our cigars lit up, and kind of burn that first little bit down.
Ooh.
Stronger than the last couple of cigars we've smoked.
Yeah.
Spicier.
By the way, it's been a while since I smoked a Perdomo. This definitely feels pretty stronger than your traditional Perdomo. Not like strength-like, but like body, like the...
This is a full-bodied, mid-full cigar,
yeah.
I think. We'll talk about that a little bit when it burns down. I will say, like a lot of Perdomo cigars, it is peppery.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as peppery as the Habano Sun Grown.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the pepper you're tasting is going to fall off after the first 1/8 inch smokes down, and then slowly build back up. Mm. That was my experience. So,
By the way, I'm probably going to, like, compare this to the Lot 23 Maduro.
No, you can't do that.
No, I know I can't, but, you know, that's, like, that's favorite Perdomo.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, but there's just no comparison. So, they're both made by Perdomo, but that, you know, that would be like comparing the, call it the Fuente Hemingway with, like, you know, the Opus X. Yeah. They're both good cigars, but it's just not a comparison, really. So, let's talk about why that is. What, you know, goes into this cigar. So, this is the Perdomo Legacy, mm-hmm. and it was created by Nicholas Perdomo the Third as a tribute to his father, Nick Perdomo Jr. And it does have a couple of unique features. So, for starters, all of the tobacco in this cigar is aged 10 years and finished in bourbon casks for at least 14 months. Hmm. So that's different than, you know, your Lot 23s are not aging for 10 years.
No, they're not.
Right. And you can tell when you smoke this cigar that the tobacco has been aged that long. The other thing that makes this unique, the shade-grown wrapper, it hasn't been used before.
Hmm.
This is the first expression of it for Perdomo, and who knows what else they'll use it on. Of course, this cigar comes in Connecticut shade-grown and Maduro, like all of the other offerings, except maybe like La Fresca, which was a giveaway cigar.
So it's a great giveaway.
Great giveaway, yeah. But their core line offerings all come in those three wrappers. And really, I think, like, you know, as a tribute stick, it's pretty cool. This is not a marketing gimmick. This is a new Perdomo cigar. Mm-hmm. All of the tobacco does come from the Perdomo farms in Nicaragua, so it is a puro, Nicaraguan puro. That includes Condega, Esteli, and Jalapa Valley. So, pretty thoughtful, I think, blend. Right? Like, this is a Perdomo puro, their tobacco, you know, they're a vertically integrated company. They even make their own boxes.
Yep.
Right? Kind of rare in the industry. But they like to be able to control the quality and all of that.
Take everything except the sellout.
And it works because, you know, Perdomo is one of the few cigar brands where I can't remember the last time I got a bad one. Like, they're rolled properly, they pass QC check, you know, they're boxed properly.
They're all draw tested?
They're all draw tested. Really, the, you know, the most common, there's two common things I hear from people that don't care for Perdomo or don't smoke them very often. The first one is they're spicy. Well, that's true. Not all of them, but a lot of their cigars do have that Nicaraguan spice. The Esteli spice is what I call it.
Yeah.
Pepper on it.
Probably the champagne the most.
Well, if you're expecting, you know, a fucking Ashton White Label Connecticut, then yeah. You know. And then the other is like, well, it's mid-shelf. You know, it's, I want something fancier. It's not nice enough. Okay. You know, there's room on the shelf for Jack Daniels and for this Macallan Rare Cask 2021 release.
Yeah.
You can sell both and enjoy both. And I do.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels makes a lot more money.
Yeah.
They just make a lot. Why? They sell a ton more. They're more accessible. Right. All right. So we've got, what, an eighth, quarter inch in?
You got a quarter inch, yep.
We are smoking the Robusto 5x54, and this comes in three or four vitolas.
Four
vitolas.
There's a Churchill.
There's a, what do they call the Toro? They call the Toro a
Epicure.
Epicure. Epicure. Yeah. So.
Yeah, here we go.
And then the Gran Bellicoso and the Gordo. So there's actually five sizes.
Yeah. Yeah, that Churchill looks dope.
Yeah, the Churchill is a 7x54. What's interesting is the Gran Bellicoso and the Gordo are 60 ring gauge.
Yeah.
And the Robusto, Epicure, and Churchill are all 54. They're just 5, 6, and 7 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so the names are not super awesome in that regard, or super accurate.
Yeah.
But this is one of the ways Perdomo keeps their prices approachable. So all 10-year aged tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
This is $13.95 retail, and all of them are between, you know, just under 14 and just under 16.
Which is right in the money for Perdomo.
Yeah, and that's the $10 stick these days. You know, yeah. What we used to call the $10 stick?
Yeah.
Which Perdomo used to be at like $9.50 a stick or something.
I was going to say, when I started back in 2011, I think the cheapest Perdomo was like $7.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, that's over, what, 13 years now?
Yeah. So very, very competitively priced for a... I think you're going to find out that it's a really good cigar.
Yeah. Like, honestly, this is...
Not to give it away, but I do smoke the cigar before the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't want one cigar, you know, to get the one... You remember, like, the Ram Ramirez Year of the Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
From Gurkha? We had one that was on. Fucking banger of a cigar. It's a
fucking home run.
And then I had a second one, and I was like, oh my God, this is cardboard.
Yeah.
You know, it was terrible. So, you know, I don't want my experience, or our experience on the show, to, we got the bad one, or the bad box, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, fair disclosure, sometimes I'll tell folks, this is our first time smoking
right.
it. Right. But usually I try to smoke more than one.
Yeah, but I think it works out, because normally it's my first time smoking it, and you already have experience. So yeah. it like, gives two yeah. perspectives, so yeah. it works out anyway.
Yeah.
That's the correct approach instead of blind test.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. So, but all of that to say that I smoked one. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a really high quality cigar.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to say, this is like the Padrona budget cigars. Like, you can't really shit on Perdomo, though. I'd say, oh, it's a cheap stick. Not really.
Well,
it's good
yeah,
quality.
Like, there is a... there's like a subculture in the cigar culture of folks that, you know, they're like the guys that wear Nike sneakers because it has a swoosh on it,
mm-hmm.
right? We're not those guys. We're the guys that are like, you should be wearing Hokas. That's what you need to stand on your feet on concrete all day
mm-hmm.
because they're better, right?
Yeah.
They just don't have a swoosh on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's definitely a, I think, uninformed, slightly snobby crowd would be like, yeah, Perdomo doesn't have a swoosh on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you smoked one? You know? Right. At the price point, there's not much competition. They right. make a really good cigar at the price point.
And then we can tell from experience, this, not maybe not yet until we finish this one, but that La 23 Maduro is better than that $80 stick we smoked before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah. Yes, definitely have had that experience. Yeah, so, and of course, hat tip to Perdomo. They have gone out of their way to lower prices.
Yeah.
And
I think it's important to note, too, since we're talking about Perdomo, in their history, they tried going up in price, and the fan base was just like, no.
Yeah.
So we do have to add that.
Yeah. Yeah. And learn.
I think that was, what, late 90s?
Yeah.
Like, late 90s?
All right, so I think it's time for socials and surprises.
Okay, cool.
So we have got our social media to go through, and I don't have the emails because I left my show notes in the office. But I will tell you from memory, Tenacious D writes from the Contact Us button on our Linktree. Basically said the Top Shelf Sip and Smoke was one of the most awesome episodes ever, and you guys are both wrong. Skinwalker Ranch and dinosaurs are the same mystery, the mystery of human stupidity. So, thanks for the input, Tenacious D. And Mike S. wrote, you know, I love your show, you guys are awesome, and then asked a question about... what did he ask about?
I did not get a chance to read
it. Oh.
Yeah.
What was it? Oh! He was asking about the Ecuador rapper game, you know, the drinking game. Okay. And he's like, you guys mentioned on the other show that, what, you know, what's the deal with Ecuadorian rappers?
Okay.
You know, because nobody can name an Ecuadorian cigar factory off the top of their mind or company. And where does all the rest of it go? It's all fucking rapper. When was the last time you saw one that said Ecuador filler? It has to go somewhere, right?
Right.
So that's actually email of the week, and we are going to talk about that next show. I thought that was a great, great email. Yeah, that is a great question.
Sweet.
Was that Seinfeld?
Yeah.
What's the deal with the Ecuadorian rappers?
Yeah. What's the deal with airline food?
Yeah. What's the deal, man? So, thanks for that. You are our marketing plan. Help us, Obi-Wan.
Your only hope.
Kenobi, you're our only hope.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, share, comment, and, of course, drop us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, or just go to the show notes, link tree, click contact us,
yep,
and drop us a line. This is your cigar show. It is a consumer-based cigar show. We want it to be useful for you. So if you think that we add value to the cigar industry, help us out. And we're trying to break the algorithm because it doesn't like us. You know why?
Because we're cool shit.
Because of this.
Oh, right here.
It's combustible tobacco product.
So as part of also the surprises, I got some show and tell.
Yep.
You got to smoke one. I enjoyed it. I think you enjoyed it as well. So for my research, so this is called Oro Esteli. These are little cigarillos. They're pretty strong, dude. If they were like Corona size, I think we'd be on our asses.
I think so.
Dude, like, these pack a punch for being cigarillos. But we have a connection that can get us stuff from Nicaragua. And like I said, from my research, I think this is the brands that the localities mm-hmm. smoke. So it's not like something we can buy over here.
Yeah, not available in the U.S.
So you know how Cuba, the Cubans have their own cigars that they can smoke. I think it's like $1 for 3 or whatever.
Yeah, and you can't sell them.
But they're like $1.50 now. They went up 50 cents, which is a pretty big deal over there. But, yeah, so this is a local brand cigar, and it was gifted to us, so, and it was a great smoke. Thank you, sir. I enjoyed it. It was really peppery, and, like, the strength was just like, dude, I know.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, man.
That's like a borderline get high cigar.
Yeah.
Like, if you inhaled a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I can see getting high off
like
of
I,
that.
Like I said, dude, like a Petite or a Corona, yeah, you're fucking on the floor. You're done.
Yeah, it would lay you out.
I kind of want to try it, though.
Yeah, I can
not
see
here.
So, thank you. Thanks for sharing that,
yeah.
El Fumo. Why don't we go ahead and take our first break, and when we come back, we can do our tobacconist tip of the week. Don't go away. Tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
Tobacconist tip of the week. Since we're talking about like drinking and pairing, we've said this a long while ago. Just be careful with your pairings, especially when you're smoking something this cool or new. Try not to overdo it on the drinking part and getting your mouth really wet with that liquor, because then you'll mask the flavor of the cigar and kind of ruin it. Not only that, you'll get it really wet, and then you'll get that tar buildup.
Yeah, you got to be a little dainty.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You could be drinking a Coke.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be alcohol.
Any liquid.
But, you know, if you get that backwash on your stick, you ruined it. Yeah. You're going to have to clip more off.
Right.
If you do drink, you know, while you smoke all the time, consider a torpedo. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, they're easier to clip a little bit more off 2 or 3 times without fucking it up.
Yeah.
You know, a sharp box press, often there's no shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you get your one clip. A lot of Padrones are this way.
Yeah.
You can't really clip it a second time. So, you know, if you spend that $26 on a 1926 or something and you're drinking, just be careful, slow down a little bit,
yeah,
wipe your mouth, use a pocket square or something gentlemanly, yeah. You know, yeah. And speaking of coating your palate, if you coat it with alcohol, it's definitely going to change the flavor of the cigar, and that's okay, that's what parents can do. But the thing that you have to be really careful of that will just murder any cigar and you can't recover it is saccharin. So a lot of your new, like, no sugar drinks actually use, like, alcohols, sugar alcohols, like sucralose.
Okay.
And those are okay. Saccharin absolutely coats the tongue and the top of your palate, immediately changes every flavor. Every cigar tastes like an Oliva after that. You just can't. You can't recover. Like, you have to eat cheese and then, like, a white cracker.
Yeah. You soak up all the...
Yeah. And then, it, you know, something like that. So that's my biggest caution to folks. Like, okay, yeah, you think that sugar-free root beer is going to go great with your stick, except it has saccharin in it.
Yeah.
So
not only that,
watch that additive.
Like, if this soaks up the liquor, you kind of, like, it's there. It's liquor. It's alcohol. It's very strong. So it'll just soak up the flavor.
Speaking of alcohol, we need to dip into this. Before we do, how about some tasting notes? We haven't actually done tasting notes yet, but you're
about an inch.
A little less than an inch, yeah. I'm about 5/8 in myself. So the pepper is there. It's black pepper. It's typical. I call it Esteli pepper because it has a unique flavor. Perdomo has it a lot in their cigars. I think the major carrier note is like seared meat.
Mm-hmm.
There is also like dark chocolate, not straight cocoa,
right?
But more chocolatey than that.
Yeah, and there's like a sweet cedar.
There's a sweet cedar and a touch of like ground up espresso beans.
Yeah, this is like, you know what this kind of reminds me of? An iced caramel latte. Just a hair, not a whole lot, but like a hint of that.
Well, I don't taste any caramel on it, but yes,
like it'll remind me of that.
Yeah. It does kind of remind me of a summer coffee drink. All right. Time for some Macallan. Rare Cask 2021 release. Barely made it into Johnny Midas's cabinet.
Why is it barely?
One shelf below the Michter Celebration Sour Mash 2021. But this is among my favorite spirits in the world. I think Macallan special release knocks it out of the park every year. And this does retail for around $400 for folks that are interested. So it is not, there you go, Tom. Not something you're going to drink every day.
Thank you, sir.
If you're not Johnny Midas.
Right.
But worth it. So my question is going to be, does this go with this cigar?
Let's find out. Smells good.
About a pear and apple on the nose.
Mm-hmm. A little iodine. Smell that. Caramel.
It's smokier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
It is smokier than, for Macallan, it's smokier than normal. Because Macallan's a Highlands. That's
a little fruit.
Yeah. That's impossibly smooth. There's like no bite to that at all. The burn is definitely in the chest.
It is dangerous because it goes down smooth before it
gets in. It is really smooth. Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is good. Oh, shit. I'll sneak up on you.
The oak's in the center.
The oak is in the center. That's a good call. Yeah, the top of the palate and kind of going up your nose is apples and almost green apples, actually. A little bit of pear.
You know, like a crunchy Granny Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Not quite as tart as a Granny Smith. Like a Gala.
Yeah.
That kind of tartness.
Yeah.
Crispness.
Yeah, because Granny Smiths are pretty crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy apple, but not that tart. So, it kills the pepper. That's interesting. The cedar picks up, but now it tastes toasted.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you took not quite charcoal, but severely charred cedar, and I think the
smoking with cedar.
The meat tastes smokier now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting,
dude. That's cool as shit.
This is actually a really good pairing.
And that wasn't even on purpose.
Yeah, no, completely by accident.
Right. Yeah. No, we knew what we were doing the whole time.
I did not. The pre-show cigar, as usual, I just smoked a cigar.
Right.
I try to go, you know, at least haven't smoked a cigar that day.
Mm-hmm.
Not 24 hours. Because, God, that's like a sin. Yeah. But at least that day, it'll be a, you know, kind of fresh palate. Try to do that.
All right, Mr. Mark Twain.
Well, you know, I mean, to me, cigars are really similar to sex. If God didn't want you to do it, he wouldn't have made it so good. Right?
Is that what he said about crack, too?
What? What? Those are rookie numbers, man. You gotta bump those numbers up.
Yeah. Something like that.
That was a good role, although The Gentleman is still his best role. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Oh, another movie you haven't seen.
Yes, The Gentleman. And a Guy Ritchie movie.
We have a whole list. I have not seen what's that prison movie? The
Shawshank Redemption?
Yes, which is weird. I haven't seen The Shawshank.
I know, so dude.
He's
older than
it.
Me.
I'm saving it so we can watch it together.
Okay.
Well, there's actually a reason for that, because when it came out, the only people that like watched it and thought it was cool were the guys that were wearing like blue jeans with square-tipped black loafers and leather jackets. And were really douchey.
Yeah, wasn't it almost a commercial failure, too? Like, when it came out?
Yeah, it was kind of like, and then, like, that crowd picked it up. It's like, oh, this is the cool thing.
Yeah.
You know? So then I'm like, well, I'm cool because I'm not cool, so fuck you.
Yeah.
So I never saw it, but then someone's like, you have to watch it, but you got to watch it with a bro. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Same thing with The Gentleman. So fucking schedule that movie night.
He also made it a TV series.
The TV series is pretty good. I like the movie.
The Gentleman.
I like the movie because it has that chick in it.
Yeah.
What's her name?
It's like they just wanted to do it again, and they took too long.
Yeah. She's the... I can't remember if her character is Elizabeth or her real name is, but she's in... not Upstairs, Downstairs. What's that TV show?
We have the internet, so let's find out.
About the 1920s or whatever, the house.
Is it Michelle Dockery?
Yeah, Michelle Dockery. Yeah. She's in, what is that? What is that famous TV show about the British house? Yeah.
Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey, yeah. She's in Downton Abbey. So she's...
Cigar tie-in.
Cigar tie-in, yeah. So she's Matthew McConaughey's wife in The Gentleman.
Okay.
So that's why I like that show, because she's a good actress and she's easy on the eyes. I mean, for a Brit.
For a Brit.
And there goes half our audience. Oh, that reminds me of a joke. Okay, so a Scotsman, a Welshman, an Irishman, and an Englishman get captured.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, We're going to kill you all, but we'll give you a last request. And the Scotsman's like, I want 100 bagpipes playing the Flower of Scotland. And the Welshman's like, well, I want 100 singers singing whatever their song is.
Yeah.
And the Irishman's like, well, I want 100 Irishmen, you know, singing our song. And the Englishman goes, I want to get shot first.
Yeah.
All right, so... We are smoking the Perdomo Legacy Maduro Robusto, which is a ton of tobacco, by the way.
Dude, it really is.
This is just under $14 MSRP, and we're pairing it with the Macallan Rare Cask 2021 release, a fantastic spirit. And our tasting notes, of course, the alcohol changed a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but on the first cigar and this one, seared meat, dark chocolate, not cocoa, like cocoa powder, but actual chocolate with some sugar in it. A hint of like ground up espresso beans, and of course that pepper. And just a little bit of cedar, sweet cedar on there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty much on the nose on that. That's pretty much what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, but this is like a meaty...
It's meaty and chocolatey. And,
yeah. This is great. It's like, wait, am I having dinner right now or am I smoking?
But now I want to taste the shade grown. I want to do maybe the Connecticut. You know, I'm not a big Connecticut guy, but I will say Perdomo's Connecticut's have more body to them.
Dude, smell the second half. Tell me what you smell.
Smells like fucking smoke, you asshole.
It smells chocolatey as shit.
It does. It's so weird.
It's cool as shit.
Yeah.
I was taking another sniff of the Macallan, and I'm like, where's that chocolate coming from? And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you know, a lot of cigars companies, they're like, oh, ours tastes like cigar and coffee. And it's like, okay, there's a hit. But this is like, no, there's chocolate and coffee in this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the chocolate is, like, very chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, a lot of chocolate taste in cigars is chocolate adjacent.
Yeah. No, this is
like...
Somebody was over there shaving the chocolate shavings off of it.
Yeah, they actually... that reminds me, they found a new mummy in Egypt. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, in his wrappings, they had chocolate and pistachio nuts.
Really?
Yeah, some guy named...
They had chocolate?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I
didn't
know that.
It was Pharaoh Rocher. Gotcha.
Yeah, that sounds like... There's no way they had chocolate.
All right, so... That's what we're smoking, and but today's topic, we're going to talk about...
And he was wrapped in gold foil.
And he was wrapped in gold foil. We're talking about inventions that, you know, changed the game for consumers.
Yeah.
And so, you know... We could do the same topic about actually making cigars, and it's a cool history, right? Mm-hmm. But we're just talking about inventions that helped the consumer.
Yeah.
Consumer cigar show, consumer topic. Yeah. And you brought up some really good ones, mm-hmm. but you started with the Herfador.
Yeah.
Right? Like, simple invention. It looks like a fucking, you know, wannabe suburban white boy ammo case. You know, GI wannabe. But it holds cigars.
Right.
Waterproof, airproof. You can travel with it. Can be. Childproof. You can travel with it. Your cigars are fucking safe.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can run that over with a truck.
Sort of.
And have you tried it?
No. I don't think I want to.
Let's do a test on camera after this.
I mean, I have my Suburban. That's heavier than yours.
Yeah, but I've got 31-inch mutters.
Mine's still heavier.
Mine's cooler.
I don't know.
Mine's totally cooler. Do you have all-wheel drive?
Yeah, I have four-wheel
drive. Both.
Yeah, let's do it with both.
Let's do it with both. Side-by-side comparison test.
Why choose?
So, you know, but Herfador's actually, like, that changed the game.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a couple of sleeves to hold cigars in. So I've got a really cool artistic Alec Bradley sleeve that Nick gifted me. It's great, but you put it in your pocket and sit down on it.
Yeah.
Cigars are trash. Because it's made out of leather. You know, kind of stiff leather, but
yeah, some of the first carrying cases were just all leather, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not even cedar lining like there is today.
Well, Herfador, no. It is protecting the cigars, mm-hmm. right? So, that was a good one. What else did you have on the list?
All right, so, not this in particular, but hey, the Jet Lighter.
The Jet Lighter.
All right.
Fucking game changer.
Yeah, okay. The Jet Lighter was invented in, like, 1923, 20s and 30s. But it was, like, basically the soft flame, but just a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, an actual Jet Lighter changed the game. Like, hey, now you can light up outdoors.
You can light up anywhere.
Quicker light.
Quicker light. They tend to be really precise. Of course, butane burns very hot, so be careful. It's only as precise as the user. But, yeah, that was a game changer for sure. I'm going to throw one out there, the draw poker.
Yeah.
Right, so I have it on good authority, by which I mean the internet. You know, back in the day, and back in the day, I'm talking about the 40s, not that long ago, they would use a hat pin. Mm-hmm. Everybody wore hats back then, and the women had pins to hold the hat into their hair, and they were like that long. They usually had like a ball on one end to grab. And you take a hat pin and run it down your cigar. Well, then they came out with the draw poker, and there's a few different models. I like the one that has the little V to hold the stick. Mm-hmm. You know why you slide it. And it's not just a pin anymore. There's like texture on it, even little barbs.
Yeah.
To actually open up the cigar.
Yeah.
And I've had cigars where it's like, this is the only time I get to smoke this cigar, you know, like a Cuban or something special I got my hands on, and the draw is tight, and I'm like, fuck, you know, and the draw poker is a lifesaver.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm smoking one of my dailies, and it doesn't draw, you know what I usually do?
Okay.
Light another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I just light another one.
I was going to say, you took a screw to it or something?
No. I'll cut it open and see what happened. I like to learn from
autopsy,
bad cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do an autopsy. But I'll just light another one. But there's times you can't do that. You know, like, this is it. This is the only one.
Yeah. Right?
So I threw that in the mix. You know, the draw poker, hey, that changed the game. What else have you got?
So, we don't have one here. but just for example, like this, like, deep dish ashtrays weren't really a thing back in the day.
Yeah, actually...
How crazy is that?
The deep dish ashtray is really new, like 90s?
Late 90s.
Yeah, like late 90s.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Stinkies.
Yeah, Stinky.
Yeah. They came out with the deep dish ashtray. And it's really great. Like, I have one on my back porch.
I have one as well, yeah.
You know why? Because the wind can't blow the fucking ash everywhere.
Right.
So, yeah, from a... experience, you know, consumer experience standpoint, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
All the ashtrays were for cigarettes, and then we kind of evolved, at least in America and a lot of the world, where cigarettes weren't cool anymore. And they weren't popular, and so who needed ashtrays?
Yeah, that was insane.
Cigar smokers.
Yeah.
But we don't need the same kind of ashtray, right?
Yeah. Damn, I think from the 20s to late 60s, maybe... mid-70s, everybody was smoking a cigarette.
It was later than that, dude. I remember in the 80s, when I was growing up, checking into a hotel, there's a fucking cigarette vending machine in the lobby, you know? I remember when the non-smoking section was just, like, this side of the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I can smell that, all the fucking cigarettes. You know?
And for those who are, like, just now turning of legal age to smoke, it's like, hey, by the way, we used to smoke cigarettes at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I was old enough for that.
I used to smoke cigars waiting in line at Pizza Hut because it made the line shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smoking in the airports, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, old enough. I think 2005, 2007 is when it was just, like, axed it.
It wasn't that long ago when it was just, yeah. And then all these principalities and cities and stuff came out with these smoking bans.
Yeah. Plus the truth about cigarettes kind of came out, and they're like,
yeah, that too.
Not that we're condoning smoking cigars, but it is healthier.
Well, Monograph, what is it, 1997 or whatever? Anyway, we won't get into that right now, but what else is on the list of consumer products that changed the game? For cigar smokers.
Oh, I don't know. When I first started, I didn't see them, but later on, the cigar holders, like personal, like two slip.
Yes, yeah, like the magnetic cigar clip that goes on your golf cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so many people smoke cigars while golfing. I was like, what do I do with it? Traveling to the next hole, and you know all this stuff. Well, they got cigar clips now, and a lot of them have magnets, and they can magnet right to the side of your golf cart or what have you. Another innovation is just the modern humidor.
Yeah.
So, like, for decades, the humidor was a box, a wooden box,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, now you got, you know, refrigerated, automatic humidification. Mm-hmm. So I've got one. It's chilled.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps it at like 68 degrees or whatever. I don't keep it too cool. In the summer, I keep it around 74.
Yeah.
because I don't want it to react taking it out.
Yeah.
I want it to react slowly, right? So if I'm going into 85 degrees to smoke outside, I want my cigar like 72, 74 degrees, not 68.
Yeah, because if you go 68 to, like, let's say, once it actually heats up around here, like 85, 95, dude, you'll pop that wrapper.
Yep. And in the winter, I lower the temp, right? Because I smoke outside.
Yeah.
Freaking, even in the winter. Yeah, modern humidors, electrify, they're cooled, they're heated.
Wi-Fi and then Bluetooth.
They have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. You can go really fancy if you want to. They can tell you that, you know, if your water level's low, time to refill, you know, stuff like
rotate
that.
Rotate your cigar.
Time to rotate, yeah, timer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, digital hydrometers.
Hygrometers.
Hygrometer.
Yeah, hydrometer is density of...
Tom, is it hygrometer or hydrometer?
Hygrometer.
Hygrometer.
Yeah, hygrometer. Hygrometer is what we use in the cerium tanks.
Yeah.
That just measures the specific gravity of the... Yeah. And then I would add to the list just the apps.
Yeah.
You have the modern smartphone. So a really good app that I've used is Cigar Scanner. And you take a picture of a cigar. You can do this like in the... If you're at a cigar shop and you want to know what a cigar is... You can take a photo of it, and it'll bring it up, and usually it's right, and it'll have, like, reviews and notes from other users of the app,
yeah.
And you can take your own notes and have, like, a cigar journal on your phone.
Nice.
There's a couple of different apps like this.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's not so much an app anymore, but just Google.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can Google cigars.
Yeah. A specific app, I think Drew Estate still has it, where you could... put down the Drew Estate cigars you have smoked, and then it has all that info and notes, blah, blah, blah.
And, of course, Perdomo's tapping into this with, and I just think this is the coolest thing, but on the cellophane, the retailer's barcode, it says Perdomo Legacy Robusto Maduro, so it tells you exactly what the cigar is, but there's a little QR code that you can scan, and takes you right to the Perdomo page, and you can look up everything about the stick, right? And you can do that before you make your purchasing decision.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I think Francisco Amante of ADL, I think he was the first.
He actually was the first to put a QR code on the UPC. By the way, the UPC itself, because there's, you know, it says what cigar this is and what size it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that's late 2000s. Like, that wasn't even a thing in the 90s, was it?
Mm-hmm. It was really the smartphones that changed everything.
Yeah. So that's one of the positives of smartphones.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think this is a missed marketing opportunity for a lot of companies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do business consulting on the side, so if you're a cigar manufacturer and you want someone to come in and make you high power, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the entire landscape of consumerism has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go back to the 90s, right, and later than that, but the prevailing sentiment was along the lines of don't look inside the sausage factory.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the peasants tilling the land are of no interest to you. You want the finished bottle of wine, and you want to enjoy it in your summer chateau. Right? Mm-hmm. That's not the case anymore. Consumers nowadays, they want to know which indigenous peoples picked the grapes.
Right.
You know, they want to know which hands touched this. You know, what was the process? Is your supply chain sustainable? All of this stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies, cigar companies, could benefit from, hey, put a fucking QR on the wrapper, link to a page. It should show me, like, Manuel rolled your cigar.
Yeah.
Here's the guy that put the wrapper on. Here's the, you know... Like, have a picture of the person, even.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where consumers are at. It's cool. Yeah. It's a story. It adds depth and meaning to what would otherwise just be consumption for pleasure.
Yeah.
As a brick-and-mortar owner, you have to put your finger over the QR code when you go to scan the UPC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Side note.
Yeah. And then, like, one of the things that the manufacturers banked on, it's like, hey, now we're allowing consumers to come visit the farms. Like, who would have thought that's another thing to add for money making, you know?
Right. Yep, absolutely. Cigar tourism. Right.
Like, that's huge.
Yeah. Well, imagine if you could meet the person that rolled your cigar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's an app, and it's like, yeah, Maria rolled this cigar. And then you go to the factory, and it's like, this is Maria.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. There's, like, a human connection.
Yeah, and I believe, also, dude, Francisco was just on the cusp of all this. I think he's one of the first ones to have a actual cigar lounge at the factory.
Yeah, yeah. He's always been a little forward-thinking.
So it's like, that stuff. Why not have the people come to work, but also chill at an actual lounge at the factory?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can't smoke everywhere in the factory. Like, the room where they varnish the boxes.
Yeah.
No, if you're vertically integrated.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
You know, given AJ Fernandez's situation, we probably shouldn't joke about stuff like that. But it's true. Like, there's places don't fucking ignite anything
right
near here. You know? So having a lounge is a good idea, just from a practical standpoint.
Drew States is behind their factory is Subculture Studios. Behind Subculture Studios is their little hotel lounge.
Mm-hmm. Well, Drew is, you know, they're leading the charge in marketing and stuff. You know, like, you can have whatever thoughts you have about their sticks, but when it comes to, like, marketing and culture, they've got it fucking nailed, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So, we are smoking the Perdomo Legacy. We're smoking the Robusto size, which is 5x54, and we have the Maduro wrapper. So, any updates on flavor?
Yeah, mostly meat and smoke, or meat and chocolate.
So when I was reviewing this, I put it as full-bodied, degree mid-full, but on the full side of the body. Strength 5.5.
Yeah, about five.
Yeah, about a five. The pepper, there's some pepper in there that makes it feel a little stronger.
Yeah, at the beginning.
But it's not super strong.
It's like died off right now.
Well, I did notice that correlated strongly with the alcohol. And I'm not sure that the alcohol is not blunting our palate to where we can't taste the pepper. On the first smoke, it was noticeable all the way through. And it is black pepper. It's not cayenne or anything like that. And then for flavor, we have simple, which is one or two flavors. And then we have mid, which is more than that. Maybe a flavor picks up or drops off, but it's not really changing flavor. And then you have complex, and those are the flavor-changing cigars. First, third, second, third, right? And so I have this on the simple side of mid. It has four really distinct notes, maybe a couple that you could pick up if you were really trying. And it doesn't change much to that cigar, which is good because it's a fucking delicious cigar.
It really is.
So, all right, I think it's time for a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, second break. Why don't we go to break? When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week. Keep your dial locked in to Burntline Podcast.
Invested a fuck ton of money in their marketing with the label design and everything like that. That's why it's going to take them a long time till they change off of their cigars all look the same. There's a huge value in that.
It seems to work.
Yeah, you can look at it and you're like, yeah, it's a Perdomo.
It's a Perdomo and it's a Maduro because it's blue.
Yep.
Or it's sun-grown because it's
red.
Reddish. Yeah. Or it's a Connecticut because it's tan.
Now your cigar news of the week. Angel Solorio.
All right, news of the week. So, the Byron, is releasing the Byron's 21st Century Aristocrats. I don't know if you remember. It's a 10-year age cigar.
We're smoking a 10-year age cigar. Yeah. Is that post-roll or the tobacco age?
Yeah, it's proprietary, so they didn't say which way.
Huh. Okay. So, no detail. I'm assuming it's pre-roll age, but yeah.
All right. It is an 8x52. Ready? Oh, you still got a little bit. Ready to take a shot. It features a blend of Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper.
Take a shot.
Peruvian binder and fillers from Peru and Nicaragua. So it's quite an interesting blend.
Yeah, I always say if you put Peruvian tobacco in a cigar, it's on purpose.
Yeah.
There's not like surplus cheap Peruvian tobacco on the market.
And it's not huge either.
Yeah, to pick it, to fill your cigar
with. I think this is the second or third cigar I've mentioned with Peruvian in it.
Well, when I smoked a Fuma, it was salty and sour. It reminded me of a Japanese plum, dried plum. So it has a very unique flavor, Peruvian tobacco, at least the stuff that I smoked.
Yeah. So they come in a 25-count box, $43.50 a stick. So that's a total of $1,087 per box.
Typical Byron pricing. Yeah.
So,
trust in Nelson.
Yeah, Alfonso.
Nelson Alfonso product.
Yeah. And then here's an interesting dude. Root or Asylum and does some weird cool shit. I kind of want to try this. So a banana flavored Asylum 13 split personality is going to be heading to the stores.
Asylum 13 split personality and banana flavored.
Banana flavored.
Okay.
So I think the wrapper's a banana leaf, an aged banana leaf. So it's a gorgeous looking stick. I mean,
interesting.
Yeah.
Yagua.
Yeah. So, it's going to be in a 4x40, you know, typical big Asylum. So,
4x40 is not big, that's tiny.
No, I wasn't there yet. So, 5x50, but like ring gauge wise, I guess. 6x54, 6x60.
That's more like an Asylum.
Yeah, 7x70.
That's an Asylum.
But
for
they're,
sure.
Dude, they're affordable. All the way from $6.50 to $14 a stick.
Okay.
So it's not terrible.
Yeah.
I bet the little one's the fun one.
Yeah.
I bet it is, too.
They didn't say what the blend is, but it's got banana flavor.
Interesting.
I bet they wrapped them in banana leaves.
I'll bet they wrapped them with a now and later wrapper. Banana flavored now and later.
And then CAO Amazon Basin Dagger is shipping to the stores as well.
Okay.
So it's a shorter, slender version.
Yeah. The Vitola is smaller. It's the same blend. I think they might have had extra tobacco this year.
Yeah.
They're really playing up the limited edition thing there. Do you have an MSRP on that?
Yeah, and it only comes in 5 packs unless you buy them individually at the store. It's $25 per 5.
Okay, so super approachable.
In the brown wrapper.
Yeah. So 4.5x50. Not terrible. And the Amazon Basin is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's back to being affordable again.
Yep. Well, it's a nice trend. We're, all last year was this fucking 20-plus stick thing, and we're starting to see more and more cigars come out that are actually affordable. So.
Yeah. And
before you factor the tariffs in.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm not going to say the individual companies, just more companies. Just be aware more companies have raised their prices due to tariffs.
Over 50%.
Yeah, over 50. Jesus Christ. We're going to price this out of smoking.
Due to the expected tariffs.
Yeah.
They actually haven't happened yet.
Yeah, which is like, okay, we knew that you guys said about this in TPE, but like, that's just too much. Like, come on now.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the market can bear. I'm a capitalist, so I'm more than willing to see a few companies learn the hard way. We were just talking about that. All right. What else have you got for news?
That's all I got for now.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I think we're ready to rank this cigar. What do you think?
I'm down.
All right. So we are smoking the Perdomo Legacy Robusto Maduro. This is a 5x54 that retails for right at $14. And, flavor notes of seared meat.
Mm-hmm.
The sear is important. Dark chocolate,
yep.
Like 80% something, but not cocoa.
Right.
Like it does have
like
the sweet.
It's finished.
Tastes like actual chocolate. Like you said, a little hint of cedar, dash of pepper, and then there's just a little bit of like ground up espresso beans in there.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool, this is a really meaty, thick dinner with dessert type of cigar.
Yeah.
I think I'd pair this with a steak dinner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other thoughts on the flavor?
No, you're right on my nose. It's definitely a sweet stick, though, like halfway through.
Yeah, there is some sweetness on this. I'm not... You know, I will say that Perdomo uses the actual aging process for their Maduros, and so it is sweet. You know, Maduro means ripe, and they're Maduro-wrapped cigars. Sometimes you can't tell because of the pepper content, but they're actually sweet because it's a real Maduro.
Yeah, and it pairs really well with this Macallan.
It does, actually. The smooth, fruity, slight, just a little bit of smoky iodine in there actually goes way better than I thought it would. I was a little hesitant.
They did say scotch or bourbon for the pairing.
Yeah, well, this scotch pairs really well. Bourbon, I'm not sure. I was kind of thinking about, you know, what would go with this. You know, the sweet, I'm not sure if that wouldn't kill the cigar. Although, I guess you could get a rye-based bourbon and not a wheated bourbon.
Yeah.
And kind of have more spice than sweet, but... So, presentation, you know, typical Perdomo presentation. I think if you're a retailer, you really like the way that it's presented because it fits on a shelf, opens up into a nice presentation, that fold-out paper.
Yeah.
Grabs your attention. You can immediately tell it's a Maduro because the blue. You can immediately tell it's a Perdomo because all the branding's the same. And then I really like the single band that comes off easily. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That little holographic or hologram gold on it. You know, so it's not dressed up like a, you know, high-end art stick.
Yeah.
But they bring a lot to the table with it. Probably the only drawback being, well, it looks like every other Maduro or no. But that can be a positive, too. So.
Right.
I'm kind of at a 7.
Yeah, 7 presentation.
7 for presentation. The cigar itself, absolutely gorgeous. You know, there's nothing about it that sticks out. The Vitola is a Parejo. But there's nothing that sticks out that's bad either. The wrapper is really good looking. But it's not unique or special or anything, so I don't think they're selling sticks by somebody looking in the box and saying, that looks cool, right? So that's always a factor.
Yeah.
And that brings us to price. So, you know, when we talk about price, we're talking about value. Robusto for $14. We said the average Toro nowadays is $13. But this is also the legacy, 10-year-aged tobacco, and it ain't a fucking $43 Byron.
No.
Right. So I don't know. I think, like typical Perdomo, the value proposition is really there. The only thing that, you know, gives me a little hesitancy is if you're looking at a $14 Robusto, I mean, shit. Like we said, you can get a Cosecha 151 for, what, $11.50?
Yeah, something like
$12,
that.
Something like that. There's some competition all of a sudden, right? So, I kind of had this pegged at a 7 as well.
Yeah, I was going to say 7 or 8.
7 or 8. All right. We'll remember that little half point there. So, that brings us to construction. So, usually we start with 10 and take points off. Right? Burn, just about perfect.
Yep.
I don't even know if we touched up our cigars.
No, I haven't.
I haven't touched mine up.
And we were both talking.
Did not burn hot. You cannot feel the heat. Look.
Yeah.
You can't even feel like that close to the end.
See how cool that is.
Well, the ash is always cool. That doesn't count. But, burns at a low temperature. Burns even. Nice burn line. I haven't been fussing with it.
Smoke output was pretty good.
I can't think of a reason to not
give it
a 10.
Dude, I've never had a construction issue with a Perdomo ever.
Well, that's true. They knock that one out of the park for sure. That might be part of that vertical integration thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. So that brings us to flavor. This is really interesting. You know, flavor is the most subjective. And I will tell you, this is not in my wheelhouse. You know, I like lighter floral aromatic with a decent nicotine punch. Kind of Cuban-esque.
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of my go-to. This one is heavier, spicier,
yeah.
You know, all of that.
That's what you expect out of an Estelí tobacco, though.
Oh, yeah. But damn, dude, like, I'm struggling to think of a cigar-smoking friend I have that wouldn't smoke this and be like, hey, man,
yeah.
That's a good stick, you know? So, I don't know. I think I've got like a 9 for flavor.
I agree. I like the flavors, too.
They're great flavors.
They knocked this one out of the park.
Yeah, I think they did, and you don't want it to change.
No.
You know, we're talking about, is it simple, mid, complex? Like, I don't want this cigar to change, because every puff, I'm like, man, this is like a fancy meal almost, you know? 3-course meal, and it's got the fucking steak and the chocolate pie and the coffee, you know, like all in one. So I think 9 is fair there. And just, you know, thinking about different people's palates, I mean, it's still fairly approachable. Like, it's not so strong that, you know, beginners are not, maybe not your first cigar, but beginners aren't going to be knocked on their ass. But then your experienced smokers, there's so much body and heft there that is still enjoyable.
Yeah.
Right? And is strong enough. So, yeah, I think great job on the flip. That brings us to experience, right? So, use case, tell me what you're thinking.
Actually, I want to say, I'm going to rank it right now, 9. But you can do a lot with this stick. It's not crazy expensive, but it's not heavy where you can't do stuff with it. Like, you can definitely grill with it, eat dinner with it, watch a football game with it. You know, maybe not walk the dog or do yard work with it.
Yeah, I think...
You can definitely golf with it.
Yeah, you can golf with it. I think anything where I'd be at risk of wrecking the cigar, I'd be hesitant, because it's not cheap.
Right.
You know, it's definitely affordable in today's price ranges. It's not cheap, so I wouldn't go fishing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't walk the dog with it. Probably wouldn't do yard work with it. But it's not too heavy to do some stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, putter around the Midas estate, you know, looking at my grapevines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, like you said, grilling. Just enjoy it on the back porch. It's a big enough Vitola, you can smoke it outside without it going out. I know, because I smoked my last one outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold and rainy, as you know.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Solomon's porch has a nice roof and a top vent to pull the smoke out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stone table that's hollow.
Yeah.
Hashtag building code. And then this is nice enough. It goes all the way up to and probably stops at, like, a fancy gift.
Yeah.
But you could gift it, like, hey, try the new Perdomo to your cigar smoking friends. And then just smoking it, it's like, it's no fuss and it's delicious.
Yeah, even a newbie can jump into this.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I can't think of a reason not to give it a 9.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair ranking. All right, that brings the final score for the Perdomo Legacy Robusto Maduro to 42.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty high scoring, low 40s. We don't have that many cigars in that.
Right, in the 40s category.
Yeah, in that. So, great score and a great stick. And, you know, sometimes we sign off and turn off the camera and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm going to smoke this.
Yeah, I'm going to finish
it. I'm going to finish it. It's a good cigar. And I can, because it's not so strong that I'm like, I need to go fucking eat something.
Yeah.
All right, so... that's about it for this show. Next week, we're smoking that new Partagas.
Mm-hmm.
The weird, it's not Cuban, but it's not general either.
It's Partagas, but not Partagas.
Yeah, the Partagas, but not Partagas.
Yeah.
So that's the plan anyway, if things don't fall through. So pick one up so you can join us next week. Smoke along while you're listening to the show and tell us how right or full of shit
you
actually were. Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.